He's not willing to say yes. Didn't say no.
Diplomatic, you know, though, but a diplomatic answer. You're not going to sound like he's afraid to, you know, feel he can be the man doing the job, but you're not going to disrespect the guy that, you know, he had a good relationship with last year.
No doubt. All right, more on that, more Penix coming up. But right now, let's talk to Xavier Watts. And we are excited to visit with our newest safety here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Xavier, third-round pick for the Falcons. A lot of people talking about his skill set and what kind of person he is. Xavier Watts, thank you so much for joining us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Man, I'm great. You know, when you look at what you accomplished in college, I said you, to me, come in as the most accomplished player I think we drafted this year. And then I saw this number where you know, one touchdown allowed in 1,147 snaps. And I was like, is that correct? What was the secret, man? Why were you so dominant at your position and played so well at Notre Dame?
I think it's a mixture of one type of player I am. You know, I was able to, you know, have the mindset of, you know, going out there and make plays and dominate. And then two, I mean, just my teammates have a really good support system. My teammates did their job so I could do my job. And then as well, just the coaches, I had good coaches, I had a good scheme. So
we were surprised you were there where you were and the Falcons move up to get you with the 96th pick. What, did you know where you were going after the combine? Where'd you think you were going to go and how excited to be an Atlanta Falcon?
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going to go. I mean, obviously, it was a lot of different, you know, news and noise of kind of where the range I was supposed to go. But obviously, you know, when the Falcons called me, I was really excited. I mean, I get to learn from one of the best safeties in the NFL. So, I mean, I'm just really excited to, you know, be on the team in general and then learn from a good safety. So
awesome. Yeah, and we agree with you. Jess is pretty damn good. Talk to us about the night of, man. I mean, we've been asking all the guys. We had Billy Bowman on and Jack Nelson. You know, your classmates here with the Falcons about the moment and just how that was for you. I mean, where were you at? Was there family around? What was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I was at. I had a family like little party. Had some family up there, some friends, some coaches. But like I said, just getting that call was amazing. I cried. I'm not a big crier, so just getting that call was really emotional. And just being around everybody that had supported me and, you know, has always been there for me, just celebrating that moment with them was a really good moment.
Xavier Watts is with us, guys. As we mentioned, he's a Bronco Nagurski Trophy winner in 23, is the best defensive player in the country. And we talked about how physical Notre Dame was and Coach Freeman, the job he did. Talk about that Sugar Bowl, because you guys really smacked Georgia around at the line. And obviously, you were the defensive player of the game.
He's laughing.
yeah, I mean, we came out there with a mindset to go out there and, you know, kind of dominate Georgia. You know, they had previous success, and you know, coming into that game, there was a lot of smoke in terms of they were going to blow us out, and they were Georgia, they're all big and bad. But you know, we kind of took that to heart and be like, you know, they're playing Notre Dame. I mean, this is not the same Notre Dame team from whatever a long time ago. So I mean, we took that to heart and we went out there and we, you know, proved a lot of people wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that you did, and the physicality showed through. There's no debating that. Xavier, talk about your coach though, Marcus Freeman. Because, you know, we talk about these transitions, and when Brian Kelly left, and everybody's like, oh, what are you going to do? And then Coach Freeman takes over. What's the vibe like? What's it been there? Because obviously you guys were playing at a high level and playing for chips last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when Coach Freeman took over, we already knew kind of what it was. Like, we knew he was going to come in. He was going to do great things. Like, he was the defensive coordinator, so a lot of guys already knew the type of guy he was, the type of coach he was. So we knew he was the right guy for the job, and we just knew he was going to help the program out, turn it around. You know, he made Notre Dame cool. He brought some swag with it, and, you know, a lot of guys really believe in his mission. I mean, he helped a lot of young men become great men and great football players. So, I mean, he's been doing an amazing job.
I remember we talked about it, Xavier, on the radio when you guys made that announcement and the way the reaction in the locker room, everybody just went bananas. So it seemed like it really was heartfelt.
No, yeah, like I said, we've all been around. We were all around him earlier, and we knew he was the guy for the job because, I mean, he truly cares for his players. He's a younger guy. He's got some, like I say, he got some swag with him. But, I mean, he'll get on you. He's a good coach as well. So, I mean, we were all really happy.
What does Xavier Watts like to do outside of football?
I like to golf. I like to bowl. I mean, my time off, let's see what. This whole time leading up to here, I was golfing all month a lot. So I like to golf, like the ball, I like to travel. But I'm really chill, laid back type of guy. Don't do too much, but I do a little bit.
How's the golf
things every now and then?
How's the golf game?
It's
like all of
better.
Us.
It's golf.
I broke 100 for the first time. Two rounds ago.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm getting better, but right. I got some work to do for sure.
Well, wherever you decide to live, man, I mean, you can't go wrong. There's golf courses everywhere where the Falcons practice, and you'll be set. I often wonder, because we've been to South Bend a few times. What do you do in South Bend for excitement, man? It just seems like it. I know there's a bar scene, but it seems like it's a pretty laid back vibe.
Nah, that's why it was perfect for me. Like I said, I'm really chill and laid back, so all I could focus on was football and school. There's nothing to do in South Bend, not going to lie. so it was perfect. But South Bend's a good city. It's cool. But
right.
Yeah, I hear you. But it's Xavier Watts joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, man. So tell Falcon fans, because, look, everybody's excited about the draft class and getting you guys, you know, in uniform and seeing what this is going to look like. We got a lot of work in front of us. But tell Falcon fans what you're bringing, man. What are you bringing to the squad?
Yeah, I mean, I'm bringing a playmaker to the field, to this organization. I mean, I go out there, I make plays, and I help the team win. So I'm really excited to, you know, get to work and show what I can do.
Well, a lot of folks are stoked because, as you said at the start of the interview, your idea of you and Jesse Bates, I mean, that sounds like there could be something on a T-shirt soon, man. That sounds great.
Yeah, it does.
For sure. No, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, man. Good luck, and we look forward to seeing you and getting a chance to meet you, Xavier Watts, man. Appreciate you being here, and congratulations again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mike, pretty interesting dude, man. And when you talk to, like, his high school coaches, who they all these guys have been interviewed, right? And everybody, they talk about how polite and respectful he is and how his teammates adore him and all this stuff. That stuff matters. And, look, we hear this with Terry Fontenot. We heard it last year, maybe 2 years ago, Mike, the kind of guys they want to bring in, right?
Right.
Look, it hasn't translated to a Super Bowl yet, but I do think that when you talk about the kind of guys they're trying to bring into this organization, these are the kind of guys. And if you bring in enough of those guys, Mike, and they're good, they're talented, then eventually, hopefully, it pays off for us.
You know, it's interesting because this guy is a dude that can, you know, play. He played receiver, which is the defense. He got redshirted like so many players during the COVID year. So it's interesting. You're getting a lot of guys, and you see this around the NFL on draft weekend, but he's 23.
Yep.
So you're getting, and it's not a knock on other guys we've drafted, but there is a presence, a maturity, and he was a leader, as you said, Carl, on that team. So it's kind of cool. I mean, I don't know anybody who heard that conversation and isn't like, yeah, this guy's got the little juice. Very excited.
He's got a great feel for the game.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesse has. To be honest with you guys, like Jesse, you know, we talk about this. Like, Mike, the plays he makes where he comes up and strips a guy, right, and you know, punches the ball out, that's just feel. It's not just I need to make a tackle. It's,
right. All
right, third, they're about to get a first down. We're down three. We need a turnover. Like, that's what's going through his mind. This kid thinks the same way. He's the same kind of playmaker.
Right. Allen on the text line goes, why are you loading him up to get angry Georgia fans angry? No, I'm just saying. I mean, look, every Georgia fan who watched that game saw it. They kicked Georgia's butt.
We couldn't believe it.
Now, granted, they couldn't score a lot, but then Georgia made it easy with the damn special team screw up and the touchdown right before the half. I mean, look, that could have been a game that went down to the wire. I think Kirby's, you know, but yeah, in a woulda, coulda, shoulda, Kirby's 21-22 team would have been in that boat, but they were. And Ohio State a couple years ago, maybe they win if Marvin Harrison, like, there's the ifs and wants and this and that. Notre Dame was prepared. There's no doubt about it, man. And they were ready for that smoke.
You know what's funny, Mike? Look, what he said, by the way, and this is just getting to the new season and beyond, that's what happens every week with the Dogs. This is why Kirby says they are challenged every week. Every week somebody's telling them, y'all are not tough enough. They think you're tougher than them. And that was what the motivation was. He just said, Marcus Freeman came in there and was like, they think they're bigger and physical than you guys.
Right.
You know?
And it's the kind of stuff that we've seen. Who's the Syracuse coach we just talked about doing? Coach Fran's got he does the same thing. I mean, I know some says, it's bulletin board, but it works. And the other thing is, remember Michigan, they never got to play Georgia because unfortunately Georgia didn't make it to the Final Four that year. But Michigan was having that Georgia segment of practice where they knew, because Georgia's built a brand of physicality and toughness that resonates around the country. You know, you got to beat them by being more physical.
It's true. And you know, it's funny because Alabama used to do that when Saban was there, and they just push you around.
Right.
And then you get intimidated, and then you lost. And Georgia's doing the same thing. And that's why I think that approach from these coaches, they may not be as talented in some cases across the board as Georgia, but that mindset that Xavier Watts was talking about is interesting. All right, man, we got a lot to dive into. Three great guests to start the hour. All of them are newest Falcons guys. If you missed any of that, go online. Download the app today. You can always rewind and check them out. All right, we talked to Billy Bowman, safety out of Oklahoma, a nickel guy. We had a chance to talk to the big offensive lineman out of Wisconsin, Jack Nelson. And he is big, 6'7". Right. They list him at 315. My guess is he's probably 330. All right, that's my guess, but who knows. And then Xavier Watts, who was the third-round pick, and I think maybe the most impactful guy. I think he's immediately on the field, Mike. I think he starts from day one here and has a chance to make some real impact. But all three intriguing dudes, man.
And a lot of guys hitting us up during the conversations going, oh, I like this guy. Oh, I like this guy. Because it's funny, Crow and I, we were joking around during the conversation. We're saying, yeah, it's just kind of, you know, not to paint with a broad brush, but it's exactly what you expect. Like Jack Nelson, that's exactly what I expect a giant strapping tackle from Wisconsin to sound like. He's got a dad that was a big strapping dude. It looks right now like he's ready for an arm wrestling contest. So, I mean, again, now you got to put the work in. And hopefully, and as I said to you to start the hour, it's really cool with our job to meet these guys and you get them like really right off the tree, you know, and see how their career goes. And hopefully it blossoms here in Atlanta.